He wants an even share, so it'd be 13.
So it's 13 gold and one electrum is what she's going to give us.
You're assuming she's going to give us any gold at all.
I mean, I'm there. I'm getting my cut.
You each get 27 electrum pieces.
Son of
a...
75.
They deal lots of electrum in number.
Apparently so.
Divided by...
Strangely enough, none at all in the other city.
13.5.
We're going to be bringing it in.
We're going to flood the streets of with, City X.
With vinegar.
With
vinegar, yes.
With
vinegar and electrum.
Vinegar.
God, so, that's an interesting mental image. Thank you.
13 gold and 5 silver.
No, 27 electrum.
I told you.
But that doesn't sound right.
Wait, it's right.
Why is it only...
27 gold.
Right. Okay.
No, 13 gold is 27. Is 26 electrum. 5 silver is 1 electrum.
Thank you.
Brain didn't want to math.
I understand. It's okay.
They
you're only playing a game there. You need to math.
Why does this place have its own like strip club currency?
The 5th edition electrum's a thing if you choose to make it, and I like electrum.
Yeah, but he wants to know why we're
they don't, which makes me like electrum more.
He wants to know why we're using a currency
right?
that almost no one uses.
It's like I went to Secrets and got changed, and they're like, here's a bunch of fucking $2 bills.
Yeah.
It spins.
You're being weird.
You think that, but there was a guy who got arrested for using a $2 bill?
I know.
What? I've heard about this.
Because
they thought it was counterfeit.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
And they're still in print. It's not even like they're old.
I used to work at a bank. We would get $2 bills all the fucking time.
Yeah. Which is really funny because, like, my grandma, like, when I was a kid, like, every Christmas, like, we'd get $2 bills. And I'm like, Grandma, I can't even fucking spend this because every shop that I take this into thinks it is fake.
Honestly, we
really?
Should get rid of ones and just have
oh, yeah.
twos. With how inflation's gone, what can you really buy for exactly $1?
Yeah.
No, for real.
So,
dollar store is a thing.
Yeah, they charge tax. Just like everybody else.
Do they now?
Mm-hmm. They always charge tax unless it's
I can get a 12-ounce soda for a dollar.
Oh boy.
But okay. How will I use that Robocop slang? I'd buy that for a dollar.
There's no more dollars.
I'd buy that for an
but
electrum.
See, and then
there's still a dollar as a concept.
But then
he's now a character now, isn't he?
If it's $2 in change.
Right. But I mean that's true, you know, whatever bill you got.
I need to fuck everything up with my strip club comment.
Okay. Hello. Electrums?
We get off topic. So
oh yeah, you played D&D with us.
I remember.
All right, so the bounty is paid out.
Sweet.
So now
with
there's
the cut
only
taken.
One bounty left.
Two. The giant and the guy who murdered
Murderer.
The guard.
Do you say this in front of her?
No. I do ask if there are any new bounties since we last checked out.
Let's see, Hannah, she looks at her ledger. I mean, you could check the bounty board, but no new ones, but one was taken down.
Oh. Which one was taken down?
Let's see, the wanted Carl the Club.
Yeah. Drat.
Someone else got him?
No. It was just rescinded.
Huh.
It was just what?
Huh. Rescinded.
Did he
Is
not
that
do it?
Common?
Not often, but...
Are there reasons given? Because we could have been out hunting the man down. We'd have no idea.
No.
Huh. Seems dangerous.
Between you and the Carvers, you're the only mercenary companies that really operate in this area, and the Carvers didn't seem awfully interested in going after him, so... You're really the only ones we had to worry about, and... As far as we knew, you'd set out after this gentleman.
Suppose that's fair.
We had.
Well,
how much does this person keep a track of people?
I mean, I imagine they want to know what people who go around killing are doing. You know, pretty much all the time.
And we also turn in bounties to her, so
right.
She's kind of on top of shit.
And I imagine those reports go to non-intern types who might care about what powerful groups of folks wandering about the land are doing. Adventurers are dangerous business to have around.
We keep tabs on people of import. Or, not we, but... I'm given tabs, collected by others, on people of import coming through the town. Especially people I deal with.
Well, is the Hill Giant still at large?
I believe that one is still there. Although, I mean, if you'd like to get yourself killed.
I like big ones.
And
I make a bag bang when they fall.
And the Carvers are the ones who posted that. Yes.
Let's see here. She goes through her thing.
You mean there's not much competition?
You mean Carl the Pub or the Giant?
The Giant.
The Hill Giant.
Yeah, the Hill Giant's the Carvers.
That's what I thought.
Let's see here.
It's, yeah, I've got it written down right here. Point store.
Mm-hmm.
And they only want 10% of 200 gold.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, let's see. Yeah, they operate out of the Sea Bitch's favor. And, they originally had contracted, they had received a contract from the governor, or the baron, to take care of it, and after a couple failed attempts, they just decided to perhaps put it out as a bounty to get some help.
This sort of suggests that the baron might be paying them more than they are paying on the bounty.
Perhaps, but they have a contract with the baron.
Is it exclusive?
I don't know the details of it, so I imagine so. Before you all came around, they were kind of the only game in town.
Understood. But we are probably fortunate that they have not taken offense to us encroaching on their turf.
They've been kind of lazy.
She rolls a perception check.
Yeah, so...
Like for overhearing people.
Take a lot of gold from the governor or baron and then just peace out a little bit for a bounty. Get somebody else to do your work.
Right, they're subcontracting out the bounties. The baron's like, oh, I'll give you 500 gold to take care of this giant. Oh, good, let's go post the 200 gold bounty. Oh, I made 300 gold from sitting on my ass. That's what I'm worried about.
Let's see here.
I mean, you see how I seem to be that merchant.
Listen. The carvers are the only game in town. Listen, you're making a name for yourselves, and you seem like good people, but the governor is... He owns the land.
Yeah.
And that's about the only power he wields in this town.
I see.
The temple and the tumblers are the true powerhouses in Humber. And the carvers are here.
And suddenly a crossbow bolt sticks into her eye. You said too much.
The carvers take... Let's just say they're sponsored by the Tumblers.
I see. I see. That explains a few things.
Hey. And honestly, if you want to operate in this town, I'm honestly surprised you haven't been approached yet.
Approached?
Suddenly they are approached by somebody.
By
I heard you like to take jobs.
Just don't be surprised if perhaps an individual... comes up to you offering deals soon.
Deals, you say?
Hey. I'm not sure how they operate, but I do know that they're the powerhouse number.
For favors.
And they'd like to keep things simple and under control, and honestly, no one really... You all have accomplished a lot in a very short amount of time, and that usually doesn't happen, so they're like... You've likely drawn their attention by now.
I suspect so.
So, and honestly, you might want to think about getting out of town.
Are they the type of people who... would...
They don't like rocking the boat.
I can't think of what we were doing.
If we do not do as they wish?
As far as they're concerned, this is their town, and they don't like people taking no for an answer. They don't like... taking no for an answer most of the time. I want you to be careful.
Yes.
Well, I
cautious.
Thank you so very much.
You're well, I have you here. I have an offer from the temple.
Right. Very soon, such as now.
Next crossbow bolt.
I give her a silver.
Thank you.
Not an electrum.
No, those are worth more.
Right.
She says,
we appreciate
it. She takes it.
Your words of wisdom.
You seem like a good lot. No one who stays in Umber stays good for long. So. Honestly, I'd shut off if I were you.
I'm not sure that we have much more to accomplish here, but I thank you.
What do you guys do?
I say we...
Thunder Bruce? Meet up at the party?
Why would we go to Thunder Bruce? We didn't know he was going to Thunder Brews.
Yeah, he told you.
Oh, did you?
He said
if we can't find the guy, we're going to look for him at Thunder Brews, and we'll be there if he's not there.
Oh, so. Fair enough. Then I hope Thunder Brews away.
All right.
I need to be in familiar and comfortable surroundings after the traumatic experience I've just been through.
Well, strangely enough, by the time it takes you to find that Silverbridge is gone, and by the time it takes you to get the bounty all taken care of, you guys say your farewells to Darrigan, and, you know, he'll be at the auto, see if you need him. And,
so is he staying in town after we've accomplished this?
I believe he was at the brig.
Darrigan was staying at Thunderbrews.
Yes, you're right. Darrigan was staying at Thunderbrews, and he said he was going to accompany you. That's right, the brother and sister pair, the Rogue and Paladin, they were at the Otto Sea.
Yes.
And, but anyway, you guys are all about walking to Thunderbrews about the same time, and you guys catch your eye across the town square, and you're like, oh, hey! And then all of your eyes are kind of drawn up to a gallows where there's a man hanging.
Oh. Alright.
Do I recognize the guy?
Yes, you do. It's the bandit you brought in.
Oh, hey. Like hanging, like was just hung,
like months ago, it looks
or like
he's
they left him up.
Been there for a couple days, and there's a wooden sign nailed to his chest that says "Bandit."
I can't say I'm surprised, but I am a little disappointed.
Well, he made his choices. He must pay the consequence, as we all must.
I just say a prayer for moving on.
He's also naked, and it looks like he might have been tortured. But anyway, you guys go to Thunderbrews.
On our, is the walk there, is
it's not
it
torture,
kind of crowded?
It's enhanced interrogation.
Is it crowded with people? Like, are there lots of people kind of hustling?
I mean, Thunderbrews is a rather busy port city. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's lots of people. And, you know, there's merchant carts honking their way.
I imagine you see a lot of, like,
you guys, I mean, you guys did get some loot, so if you want to go sell anything, there's always Sharwin's.
Right.
There wasn't really anything in loot-wise in the cave.
Or Carwin's.
We just picked up some coin, and that's about it.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of shit to get rid of.
Oh, we do. Gems. At some point, we have to pick up the bounty for the bandit that the bandit cave, because they said they have to wait for the verification on that, you remember?
That's right. They said, like, 3 to 4 days.
How long
have
we gone?
It's been about two.
No, it hasn't, because it took us a day and a half to travel there.
Yeah.
We stayed overnight.
In the cave.
Since two.
Then we came back to
the
farm and stayed overnight.
Stayed overnight.
Then we
that's
went and
three.
The cave. And then we came back to town, which involved to stay overnight.
Four and a half. So it's been 4.5, 5 days.
So yeah, it might have been enough time by now.
Yeah, might have been.
Would we have inquired with
the Yeah, you would have.
Lady? I would have.
Probably would have inquired. Apparently he's not back yet.
Okay. Well, that's mildly alarming news. But we've got another thing to go do that we could go do while we wait.
I honestly think we ought to shove off.
Yeah?
Like, once we're in Thunderbrews, I don't want anybody really overhearing us.
Right, so we'll go get us a table in the corner.
Right, table in the corner,
relay
drinks,
what Dwarf
revelry.
Lady said about us drawing the wrong kind of attention to the party, perhaps?
Plus I've been worried that if we were to take this bounty from the Carvers, then it would draw even more attention to us, and that...
Knowing now that they are in the pocket of the Tumblers, I agree.
What?
The Carvers are sponsored by the Tumblers.
The Thieves Guild.
Yes.
Indeed.
And this last bounty, because Carl the Club has been removed from the bounty list. So all that we have left is this Hill Giant, which was itself a bounty that the Carvers were supposed to handle from the Governor or the Baron. But they seem to have subcontracted it out. And as they seem to also report to the Tumblers, this may involve us in politics that we do not wish to be involved in.
Right. We've been here for a little over a week or two. I think that it's really best if we should maybe
We came
venture
to
on.
Simply make ourselves an order, yes?
I agree. I have lost the taste for this town.
I've never
snack on whatever that I
had. I've never really been much for this town anyway.
Calamari.
I did not like it before. I did not like it when that merchant tried to rob us. I did not like it now that we are drawing the wrong sort of attention.
I have a journey of my own that I must go on, and to stay one place too long is really detrimental to what I need to do. So...
All of you roll perception checks.
I don't want perceptions.
I mean, 18.
17.
14.
Not paying attention.
What is Azeem distracted by today?
Let's see. We're all at the tavern at a table in the corner. I think Azeem is just caught up in his tale of how this place really isn't that great.
Mm-hmm. Flashes, you know, of tentacles and
right, and keep in mind how I got to this continent in the first place. So mm-hmm. ports and I are a little iffy. And with it being run by a thieves guild who presumably has no more issues with abductions than anything else, I've not really been comfortable here. So yeah, I'm totally caught up in trying to convince people that it's time to go.
The rest of you all see a... actually, you don't. But Adar and Hathor all see a man that you don't recognize.
In a bar. Who would guess?
Shit, I thought I knew everyone in this town.
And the reason he draws your attention is because he appears to be wearing studded leather armor with...
So you'd say he's a stud?
You don't see him, so you don't know.
Okay.
So,
take a point of discouragement.
No, I hold the points of discouragement, and just so I randomly make you roll a disadvantage one-on-one roll. I think that should be a mechanic in D&D, by the way.
Oh, sure.
That should be hilarious.
I mean, right. It can be a house roll.
I'm like, let me just mark that down.
And we're not playing with discouragement.
All right, so he is a live man. He's got a dark gray cloak on, brown studded leather armor. You see... He's just kind of looking around in the bar. Seems to be looking for something. And he's got black hair kind of combed over to one side and a small tuft of a goatee on his chin. But other than that, he's clean shaven. Very pointed features and kind of piercing brown eyes. And when he looks over, he actually makes eye contact with you two and seems to like, looks as if you are who he was looking for and starts making his way over. He seems to kind of deftly go inside in and out of other people and
the ocean. The air smells like the ocean. The air is as moist as the ocean. And he
I
just
put my hand right there.
I nudge Dravinia.
We have company.
And he walks up and sits in an empty chair at Ken.
Good afternoon.
Sip.
Just kind of smiles at all of you.
You seem to be in good spirits. What can we help you with today?
Oh, I'm always in good spirits, dear. Where are my manners? Hello. You will be the hand of order, I assume.
We are.
Ethan Cares. Pleasure to meet make your acquaintance.
Ethan Cares?
Ethan Karras.
Karras. I was like, Ethan Cares.
Oh. Kind of like Karras with... The emphasis on the wrong syllable.
You mean emphasis?
Emphasis.
Yes. Thanks.
Ethan, okay.
How are you all doing today? Can I buy you a drink?
As I suck a tentacle in. No, I am good.
Are you sure that the ale here is rather good?
No, thank you.
All right, well, do you mind if I...
Please, please do. We were actually... just about to
he holds up a sign and makes eye contact Thunderbrew, and Thunderbrew kind of gives him a nod. Doesn't look like Thunderbrew is very comfortable that this man is in his establishment.
I would like to insight Thunderbrew.
Do you?
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if I've ever been in Thunderbrew's.
We've been here a couple times.
Well, when we come in, I would have like introduced the two of
you.
Two
have,
of you
actually. You have. So mm-hmm. I yeah, would.
You guys know
perception him.
Yeah, I'm going to insight him. I want to know why he's in.
Would it be insight or perception?
Insight.
What are you trying to determine?
Oh, yeah.
To see if I understand that he's, like, uncomfortable.
That would be insight. That would be insight.
Yeah, the nature of his reaction. I got a 23.
I got a 21.
Oh, shit.
I got a 15.
That's pretty good.
He's easy to read.
he's a dwarf.
He's right. A dwarf. So, guys get the sense that he looks very wary of this gentleman, but isn't openly trying to offend him.
So wary respect, not wary fear?
All with of that.
All okay. of that.
Okay, Asim is now on alert.
And Jesse brings up and says, Mr. Karras. Oh, thank you, Jesse.
and takes it. But he's been nothing but nice to you guys since.
But I keep a can on my drink and I'm just drinking it.
And I'm not saying a word.
Okay.
I'm just trying to convey with my eyes that the last 72 hours of my life have been really, really bad.
He tried to buy you a drink.
That's true.
I have a very large one already in front of me. I'm on like my third.
It comes in quarts?
I actually still have holes in my arm.
Did you have the jug you gotta like tip on your own?
Yeah, I'm just drinking out of the fucking growler. I'm just like...
So, I hear you lot had a hard time on that hole in the ground out at that farmstead.
Oh yeah, it was one mighty adventure in underworld things.
I was swallowed.
Nadar, that's terrible. He says your name.
Yes.
Note that you have not introduced yourself.
Not introduced myself.
I'm sorry.
I've noted that.
Noted.
Well, you seem to have come out of that terrible place, so congratulations. You guys have done a lot since you've been here. I mean, you've killed a Belette. Word has it you might even be going after that hill giant that the carvers can't seem to crack.
You are a very well-informed gentleman.
Thank you.
We actually have just decided that we are about to venture off.
Really?
See new destinations.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, I understand, though. It's Umber's not for everybody. But for, you know, the right people, it can be a nice place to habitate.
I'm sure. We've met some quite interesting people in this town, for sure. Many of them...
Indeed.
Many of them nice. Mm.
Lots. And, you know, it's you've made quite a stir while you're here. The geyser of vinegar was particularly funny to hear about.
Trust me, that was not our intention upon first coming here.
Well, I certainly hope not.
I hope to encounter that merchant again someday.
I'm sure you will.
I'm sure you
will. He's well known around these parts. Well, when do you plan on leaving?
We haven't decided just of yet.
All right. Well,
relatively soon, though.
Really,
say.
Very recent. The decision.
Well,
so we're still planning it out.
A man like myself makes all of my decisions with all the information possible. So, before you make such a decision, let me offer you a bit of information. I represent an organization. We hold a lot of sway here in Umber, and one of our more lucrative established things here in town is a way for people to kind of prove their mettle. And as you guys are a brand new fighting company, and you have done bounty after bounty after bounty, but all of this has been out in the sticks and a hole in the ground, out where no one can witness your true prowess. I'm just letting you know that there's a way to make some money and get people to witness what you're truly capable of here in town. If you go... say, maybe tonight, a little late, past dusk, to the brig.
The brig.
The brig. You guys know that the brig is the name of a tavern in town.
Of ill repute?
No, it's got about the same reputation of Thunderbrews, not, you know... Thunder Brews has a reputation for having better ale, but
right.
It's run by a dwarf.
Okay.
But you guys know in your previous investigations that the brig is run by a retired sea captain called Captain Colwyn. You tell Captain Colwyn that Ethan sent you, and he'll show you what I mean. And if not, that's fine too. You can, I'm sure, prove yourselves in other ways, but... it's just an opportunity.
Well, thank you for that bit of information. I appreciate
and
it.
And to show you that I mean no ill will, because I'm sure You've assumed which organization I represent, and, you know, reputations and this thing. It's all hearsay. So, he lays 4 platinum on the table. Consider it an investment in the future. And he gets up, takes his drink, and says, "Hope you have a wonderful day." Turns around and walks out.
I wait till he actually, like, fully leaves, fully retreats, is out the door.
Yep.
And I look at you and I go,
I'm intrigued.
I am also intrigued, but I'm not taking that money.
My God forbids me to fight for profits.
Mine does not. Really?
He's about, Bahamut's about
right
justice. Yeah, championing a good cause.
Bahamut would not be chill with you going into a fight club, which is what this sounds like.
And I'm not cool with, like, slave pens and shit like that. This is...
Ah, seems curious.
This is gladiatorial combat, which I am not cool with.
However...
I've been here before. I'm not the biggest fan of this place.
Supernatural about these?
So... Oh, God. I cannot do sleight of hand.
Old Bahamut.
Old Paladin.
Old Paladin. It's dark.
He's gonna get mad. You're my hero.
You just said, "Oh, Paladin." That's what happens when you say that shit. I'm just saying.
Deserved it.
So I try to do this as a sleight of hand.
Yeah,
not fucking work.
So you like
this
an
right here.
Overarching reach, like the bad stretch attempt to put your arm around a girl. You go, "Detect magic." You detect magic on the coins.
Yeah.
You cast Detect Magic. Despite the magic that's coming off your dwarven friend's sword, I don't believe anybody else has any magic items.
I ain't got
broom.
Shit.
Well, the broom, and I believe you had those sunglasses.
My the bag holding's underneath my
did I take those?
Armor. So
I didn't write them down.
No, I think I have the...
Yeah, yeah. Charming. Okay.
No, I didn't take them because...
Besides the magical items,
they know you're charming them, and that's not my...
The coins do not appear to emanate any kind of magic.
Okay.
I made a bad...
Somatic components!
And then I was looking over there. They're fine.
Alright.
Why? I don't...
Cursed object. Can't drop it.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable taking that money.
Neither do I.
He says it's an investment. We take it, it means he needs to... It
means he owns us.
Build on that collectible.
That is not actually how corporations work, my friend. Let me tell you.
Investment.
I'm a master of bird law.
That is how the Templars work.
Is that how they work?
You take the money.
You really don't know?
Yeah, we have no idea.
I am not familiar with these types of organizations.
You've heard that there are thieves guild who hold power here, and that's it.
Yeah.
I will investigate.
I am not familiar with these type of organisms.
Not interested in being beholden to anyone. At least no one that I don't trust.
I think I understand the sort of situation he was describing, and I think it might be the sort of thing that I can excel at.
It very well could be, but...
And we're not leaving today.
I believe we ought to.
We should leave it, though.
I was going to go get let's go get our brother and sister friends, see what happened with her temple,
I might
and then get
have
the fuck out of here.
On this one. I am not... And I point to the several holes in my armor... I am not in the best of conditions for travel.
Ah, see? His armor must be repaired. So I can go investigate this opportunity.
But I also don't believe you should go alone.
Perhaps your friend at the bar would know more about this investment.
Thunderbrew might have some information here.
You know what? I will saddle up to the bar.
Alright, Thunderbrew's kind of, you know, doing his thing, and somebody's like, "Hey, can I get a refill?" And he sees you approach, he's like,
"You gotta wait a minute."
He walks up under
you. "You're gonna wait a minute."
I think Jesse could handle things for a few minutes.
I sure. Do your rest of your friends want to talk to you?
Let's do that.
Alright, Jesse!
I motion for y'all to...
Jesse comes out. "Oh, I don't hate you. Surly bastard, I've got everything."
And you guys go into the back. You guys are led into a back room. It looks like Thunderbrew's office. There's a simple desk, several ledgers here and there. There looks like a bag of coins on the desk.
And,
video games have taught me that this is unintentional.
A few animal heads and maybe a dwarven weapon leaned up against the side. Alright, so,
can you tell me what that was all about?
Oh, that was the guildmaster of the tumblers.
I gathered.
Like,
the master?
Wait,
that was the guildmaster.
So, they're an actual guild as well?
Oh, no. No, thieves' guilds aren't registered, but...
That's what I thought.
He's the man in charge. They're based out of Umbra. They have got a couple satellites.
What's a satellite?
That's a good... I don't know of... Like starting, he gets a nosebleed all of a sudden.
Anachronism check.
They've got a couple branches in
So they franchise.
In other cities.
I understand.
But, I mean, they're not the most well-known thieves' guild in the land, but they've come up within the last 20 years.
Now,
he's the guild master.
He said that this... He dropped coins on the table and said it was an investment in our future.
Mm.
I'm leery of accepting those coins. Is this something I should be correct in feeling, or...
As far as I know, the Tumblers, I mean, they're a crime organization. But they specialize, from what I've heard, in larceny.
They are a thieves' guild, that would make sense, yes.
Well, some thieves' guilds call themselves thieves' guilds, and they're really just crime syndicates that like to use their power to... They don't really do much thieving. But the Tumblers, they specialize in hard-to-steal things. Actually, that's Ethan Karras, and he is... you've never heard of him, but in those kinds of circles, he's a well-renowned thief. And none of you are rogues and no thieves' cats.
No. I was about to say,
offered us a...
We should have gotten...
opportunity.
We could have picked up the brother and sister and had them at the table, and the brother would have known.
Right.
Aye, that's true. He's talking about... the fighting pit below the brig.
I had a feeling.
We guessed that.
It's honestly been there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Baron knows about it, but the Tumblers are kind of the financial lifeblood, apart from the temple, of the city, and they have all the connections in the right places, but they have good relations with the Baron, because the Baron owns everything. He owns the land that everything sits on. So, Umbra's an interesting place. You got the temple, who owns the port authority and basically controls all trade in and out of Umbra. You've got the tumblers, who are, word has it, beholden to the temple. Or maybe not beholden, but play nice with the temple, because you don't piss off the temple. People that piss off the temple disappear.
Given who it's a temple to, I'm not surprised.
And then you have the Baron, and they all work in this interesting harmony, and it's worked for a long time.
Checks and balances.
Seems like the sort of thing that it is best for us to not really get involved in.
Well,
politics is not...
If you're worried about becoming beholden to the Tumblers, honestly, the fighting pit, it might just be a way for them to test you out. And if you do well in the fighting pit, they might offer you more work.
Mm.
But he's not wrong. You can make a fair amount of coin down there, especially since you'd be newcomers. Nobody knows you, what you're capable of, and all the money made down there is gambling.
I suspected as much.
I believe there's an entrance fee to get in the pit. I've never done it myself, but I do know that people die down there occasionally. So if you do decide to do it, be careful. And watch yourself around that one. He's stronger than he looks.
Struck me as a man who appreciates being underestimated.
Ah.
I speak from experience.
Hey, and watch out for Word on the street is that that checks and balances thing worked in the Tumblr's favor recently, and one of their chief enforcers got taken off the bounty board, if you know what I mean.
Would that be Carl?
Hey, that would be Carl. He's one of that kills people, Carl. God damn it. He's one of Ethan's chief enforcers here, remember? And it has it that he moonlights for the temple occasionally.
Well.
Very well.
The idea that someone was willing to pay 200 gold for his return tells me that he's pretty good at what he does.
The bounty said he killed the guard, eh?
Aye.
Yeah.
What it didn't tell you is that he also put in the temple about 6 others. By himself.
Under what circumstances?
Got a scuffle.
Bar fight? Just...
They call him Carl the Club, but it's kind of misleading. He actually uses a big hammer.
I like him already.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
So,
just trying to break the tension of this.
So, if you do decide to
go... We had a rough couple of days. Did I tell you we went to the fucking Underdark? Did I tell you that?
The fucking Underdark.
The fucking Underdark.
Around here!
Right?
Yeah.
The Underdark!
There's a hole in the ground. We collapsed.
Okay, I was about to tell you. Collapse it, right?
Just the very first level.
I am told that.
But it was enough.
We encountered was.
I'll never eat calamari again.
Did you find, like, did it go? Did you find an end to that particular tunnel? Because it's not all connected.
No. We found the beginning of some manner of rail system.
Did find something very interesting.
What did you find?
Mine carts, I believe you said it was.
You've heard of the old mine track system, right?
Aye, the dwarven railways, eh?
We found one of the junctions down there.
Really? An ancient dwarven railway junction?
Aye. Wasn't much complete to be found in there, but...
Did you find anything down there? Was it just the rail?
There were carts.
There was a cart, a couple of corpses.
Oh,
it's like whoever was down there got trapped in a cave-in, and...
Oh.
That way to go.
Back when they first started making these railways, that, from what I know, that tended to happen. It took them a long time to get them right, and they buried them too deep at first, and then... If you were down there, and yeah, you were probably at the start of the Underdark.
The Underdark was moving up then, because we went past several
place.
Different fucking things.
Right.
Some giant.
See, there was a...
Brain?
A Grick?
Tentacles?
A Grell?
A Raver?
A Quaggoth? A Ropa?
An ooze?
Some sort of ooze?
Yeah, orange.
A yellow, orangish
burnt
one?
Burnt red?
It was bad.
So...
I point at the hole that still is sitting in his armor.
You thought... Were there any piercers with the roper?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Aye, look.
3 of them.
Still a bit of a...
You thought a Quaggoth, a roper, some piercers, an ochre jelly...
A Grick,
and a Grell.
No, we killed all of them.
So, yeah.
You should go to the fighting pit. You'd do well.
That's what I said.
To be fair, we killed the roper because it ate him, and then he set off his breath
inside
the roper. It was quite a thing to see.
Massive explosion.
I'd have paid money to see that, lad. Honestly.
Yeah. Dergan was there. He saw it.
My robe is still a bit red.
Never again.
From the mess.
Well, of course, you never want to be in the gullet of a roper. Oh, God, ropers. Ah.
Snatched me right out of the air.
I've only heard stories. I've never seen one myself. I've run afoul of a piercer or two, but... A full-fledged roper!
A roper.
Tentacles a mile long, I swear.
Yeah, 50 feet. But, yeah.
I was flying around on her broom, and out of nowhere,
whoosh! Oh, my.
Nearly died.
Honestly, go down to the fighting pit, you'll be fine.
I planned on it.
Although, from what I know, it's bare knuckle boxing down there. No weapons or magic.
You don't say.
That is something that unlocking got taken.
So, I mean, you figure that sort of thing.
Are
you sure,
lad?
I mean, you seem a bit wee.
I'm a bit wee. It's all part of the act.
He looks to you guys for confirmation, like...
Tell him about the ogre.
Or he split the grell in half.
That's not as impressive as me running up an ogre.
Oh, yeah. He's the one that killed the Grail, finally. He punched through its head
with
and came
fist?
Out its ass.
Well, no. I technically took my staff.
Hold
on. Before you start, he goes and he gets four mugs and sets them in front of you guys and pours out the good shit, and you guys regale him with stories for the rest of the night.
He lobotomized the Grick with his staff.
What's a lobotomy?
It's where you stick something in someone's brain.
I just call that my pickaxe.
Mm. Well, I did it with a stick.
Why he did it with a blunt that? Wooden stick.
Well done.
And then I reached up and pulled it the rest of the way through. And that was that.
Well done.
It was nasty.
Of course, I mean, you call that a staff, I call that a cane. But,
you know, I mean,
makes it
said,
even more impressive.
Eh?
Yeah. So,
I've seen
it's very
one
dense
girl
wood.
One time, and unfortunately, it spirited away with a member of a company. You never saw him again.
Mm, it tried.
I saw a Quaggoth attack once.
The Druminis over here, like,
nasty thing.
The one I thought was a young one. Was a young one.
That's good.
The one that I saw when I was younger was a spellcaster. It was a big one.
You know,
killed about.
You may be the luckiest dwarf I've ever fucking seen.
Really, you think so?
Aye, I do. Because you're still alive.
Mm. That part is true.
All right, and you guys regale him with stories for the rest of the night. And unless you would like to do anything else tonight,
the three craftsmen be with me.
I actually would like to go find the brother and sister.
Yeah, we need to find out what their status is.
All right.
I'm going to the fighting pits.
Do you tell the rest of the part of this?
Yeah.
All right, you guys are like, let's go find the brother and sister. And Azim's like, I'm going.
If one of us is going, we're all going.
I'm not going.
You do not have to go.
You're not even fucking invited.
Offer support.
I would appreciate it. I survived that merchant, but this is different.
This is different. I just don't want to be under their... I don't want to show them what skills we have.
I'm just going to watch his back.
I'm not going. Please forgive me. I just don't feel...
I do. I understand.
If,
I imagine.
My thought is if they try to fuck him over, I'll just burn the place to the ground.
So if I see fire, I'll meet you.
If you see flames, shit has gone down.
Shit has gone down. At a certain location.
It might be best for you to find.
Oh, trust me, if that happens, you'll know where we are because we'll be screaming and running.
No. You will meet me somewhere where I will not be associated with you.
I don't feel comfortable letting him go off on his own because the last time only one of us was with him, a geyser of vinegar showed up in the middle of the town.
That is a fair point.
Someone needs to babysit him a little bit, I think.
He does not need to be babysat. He can fend for himself, but I agree. As a group, we should not venture alone.
Given what I am walking into.
If you two are going with him, I do feel more comfortable with the situation, but please beware, and let us not be...
But before we go, let us go find Rhea and Dylan. Because Dylan may want to come with us as well, since he is familiar with the tumblers and could probably keep us alert if they were going to kind of
probably
try something.
We are a bit walking into the lions there, but I feel it would be remiss for us to refuse an invitation from such an apparently powerful individual. So, we can at least go look.
We don't have to enter, we can just go look.
Exactly.
There's a level 4, right?
Yes.
Level 4s.
Yes. You're taking too long to give us level 5.
Yeah, I need that D6 unarmed strike instead of D4. For, right now, as it turns out.
I need my multi-attack.
Because you just are getting into the story here. You can't be level too quickly.
Yeah, I need to
we can slow down after 5.
I gave you the actual... You guys split by 6 last time. I gave you the actual XP you would have gotten. I did not shirk you. Actually,
I
gave you a slightly bit more.
I need my
multi-attack.
I know.
That's
one of the
few problems, though, with 5th edition.
What?
It's harder to level.
Well, the leveling isn't...
Well, you get so much at 5th level, they want to make it harder to get to.
It's so like, D&D was like a much more gradual and... consistent curve. It was always your level times 1,000 is how much
it's. Now it's a little more of a stair step. It goes from 1, 5, 11. Easy, like those are the big
medium,
milestone
medium,
ones.
Medium, hard, goddamn forever.
Right.
I'm sure.
Just like any other game.
Well, sort of, but games. I feel like it's a sharper ramp up.
Honestly,
than
actually, 3.5. Once you hit level 5, once we hit level 5, it actually...
Does it, like, reset? Is it, like, the end of a tier is harder?
It's like I said, it's, like, stair steps. So, like,
okay.
Getting, you know, it's a step to level 5, and then you're kind of... Or to take some time to get to 4 to 5,
right.
And then 10 to 11 is like that, and then, like, 14 to 15.
So it's the tiers that they lay out in the book. They intentionally, like, jump it up a little bit to make that tier jump.
Yeah, because in most adventures, it's like a three-act structure, you know, that's... You're going to be, like, easy, medium, hard,
sure.
So... Like, by the time you're up to, like, when you're at level 5, you start getting into, like, medium difficulty territory.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah,
I can fight club successfully or not with my D4.
A pissed-off Dragonborn with 3 attacks would be really nice.
Oh, dude, I'll have 4 if I spend a key point.
Yeah, you guys don't need to be level 5.
Fuck you. I could have held my own against that Raper.
Right with that extra attack.
Move that extra
if
attack.
Toe to toe that.
If I dub hand axe at level 5, I'll get 5 attacks by action surge.
Okay.
Ridiculous. Anyway.
So, alright. You two go back him up to there.
Well, first we're going to go find brother and sister.
Yeah, Rhea and Dub.
Having
a thief,
find
out what their situation
stronghold
is.
Stronghold makes sense. That seems totally down with it.
Alright, so you guys go to the odd OC.
Yeah.
No, they're staying at our place, remember?
Yeah.
Well, that's we bumped them over when they joined us.
Yeah. You're like, you're not staying in the shithole anymore.
Right.
All right. What did I name that imaginary place?
Kraken's Pantry.
Oh, yeah, the pantry. The crack. How did I forget?
Right, Land of Calamari that we no longer want.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
The place we're staying in.
The
Tentacles,
Optica Plus, selling the sign with the chef's hat.
Very nervous walking into this place now.
The whole
now.
Place is PTSD now.
No! You were like, oh, let's get to the Kraken's pet.
All right.
His eyes just go wide.
The Charlie's in the trees!
My ancient arms is acting up!
And you guys go to the Kraken's Pantry. It's... God, what time of day is it?
Probably midday, I guess.
Afternoon, I would say.
Midday afternoon.
I think it's mid-afternoon.
Yeah.
I think he'd be day drinking.
Through all that shit.
Dylan.
It was.
Dylan and Rhea Mirden.
Alright, well, you see Dylan. He's, sitting kind of leisurely at the bar.
Wait,
with
didn't
his...
I successfully seduce her?
Yes,
or was
you
it
did.
The barmaid?
I believe it was both.
It was
the barmaid.
It was not Rhea.
I'm everywhere.
It was the barmaid.
And, he's, kind of leaning leisurely up against the bar, and he's actually talking to the barmaid. And it looks like they may have developed a bit of a rapport.
I mean, it's been 5 days.
Right. Is that?
The Dylan and the barmaid.
And he sees you guys walk in, and he's like, yeah, he doesn't look like he's flirting, he actually looks like he's genuinely talking. Apparently, he's only an asshole when he drinks.
I thought you said he was day drinking.
Right.
I was just about to get there. There seems to be a ale on the bar, but it still looks kind of full.
He's nursing.
Looks like he just
learned
his lesson. And so you guys... you guys go in and he sees you walk in and he's like... Yeah, he stops his conversation, makes eye contact, and he's like, hey! And just kind of walks over to you. What's up, guys?
Hello again, my friend.
Hello, Zim.
And I grab him by the collar. I'm like, you should be so glad you didn't come with us.
He like throws his hand up to his side. He's like, okay.
We've had so good to see you.
He kind of like awkwardly pats your back. There. What the hell happened?
Which is funny because you're shorter than he is.
Right, so you're like down. Yeah, he's like awkwardly bending over like, can you let me go now?
I've been drinking. That was a sudden head rush.
It's okay.
Can't do that.
It's okay.
He just takes the beer he had barely touched and hands it to you. There.
I down it. In about 5 seconds.
Faced.
Okay, what happened to him?
We were attacked.
Multiple times by various dark
horrifying
creatures.
You're mercenaries. You're supposed to get attacked all the time.
Do you see his armor?
It ate me.
Yeah, it's like... painted blue. Whoa, what the hell happened?
He was eaten.
Didn't you fight a dragon or something? What the fuck?
The Underdark is unforgiving.
I would not say
I'm really glad I didn't go.
You are very glad.
You guys are ballsy, really? Just starting out, hey, let's wander to the Underdark. This sounds like a great fucking idea. Really?
Well, there was a hole in the ground.
By the time we knew we were there, it's because we were there.
By the time I knew I was there, I'd have ran screaming back to the surface. You guys are ridiculous.
Well,
we tried.
What the fuck did that do you? Another one over here. And he hands it to you.
Where's Rhea during all of this?
Rhea's not down here right now.
Well, if that is your reaction, you're going to love what we're about to tell
you. I catch my breath, and I point at the gash in the armor, and I say, Roper.
Barely know her.
That's what she said to me.
Mm. Roper, monster, big tentacles.
I don't know what the fuck that is. What?
It looks like a...
It's a
stalagmite in a cave. It's an thing. But then it unfurls massive long tentacles, and it tries to rope you in and eat you. And
it ate him.
Pretty close.
Yeah, by pretty close, I mean those bite marks.
In the mouth.
Fuck's sake, dude.
Although it was kind of nice, he electrocuted him while...
Blew its head off. From the inside.
Yeah, it was...
I don't know, if I would have had the forethought to do that, I probably just would have been crying.
He might have just sneezed, it happens.
I did that too.
Huh? Okay, well, so, hole in the ground turned out to be Underdark. Mm. Remind me never to go digging around Umber.
We have sealed the hole for now.
That's fantastic news.
So, that said, we have something comparatively a lot more safe.
All right.
Comparatively is the operative word here.
Going into the fighting pits of the Tubblers.
Remember, comparatively was said.
I didn't see that bounty on the board.
No. This is,
Why the hell do you want to go down there?
We got invited. Were approached.
Mm-hmm. By the head of the guilds.
And invited.
A gentleman named Ethan Carres. Am I saying that right? Karras?
Ethan Karras.
Karras.
Invited us to the pit, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Personally.
Yes.
Indeed.
According to Thunderbrew.
That's what he said his name was.
Yeah. I don't imagine someone would go around pretending to be that person, given what I've heard.
Ethan Karras.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we claimed. I've never met the man. I cannot...
Wiry, studded leather, dark hair...
Kind of pointed features?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, wow! Okay!
Is that bad? Or good?
He
is... A little bit of both, I suspect. Based on what everyone has reacted.
I take it you know the name.
Yeah. He's one of... In the circles that I used to travel, he's a big deal.
We've kind of... For this conversation, we've kind of gone off into a remote corner and are kind of speaking quietly.
Or, our personal room.
He's a big deal. He runs the Tumblers after, he runs the Tumblers kind of like a hobby. Honestly, he's done so many high-profile...
This is his fucking hobby?
This is his fucking hobby?
He's done so many high-profile heists that he could probably live the rest of his days in the lap of luxury. But I think he came into an agreement with somebody here. I'm not sure how he started, but for some reason he stopped his life as a high-profile thief and started a thieving guild in Umber one day. I'm not certain.
Strikes me as the man whose invitation it is unwise to refuse.
I mean, if you plan to stay in Umber, yeah.
I'm not saying it is wiser to accept, given what we are wandering into.
Listen, the fighting pits are open. They're not Tumblr-specific. They just run them. And actually, I mean, I've been on a few fights down there before. They're not going to kill you just for walking in. Especially if you've been invited by Ethan Karras.
Wow. Which, by the way, I have the platinum pieces that he gave us. Mm-hmm.
Not mine.
It looks like...
Well, not yours. I took them because I thought... After Thunderbrew told me all this, mm-hmm. I grabbed them thinking, these actually might be our invitations.
Right. There might be something specific about them that we didn't notice.
Yeah,
if you want to fight, it's a platinum to get in.
Huh. Simple enough.
Well, I didn't know if they were something we had to show at the door or something like that.
Appear to be the same platinum pieces that you...
Just coin of the realm?
In circulation.
Coin of the realm.
Okay.
Yeah. Realm coins, huh?
But he specifically said they were an investment in your future, and he's saying that it's platinum to entry fee to get in.
Math checks out.
Math checks out. Or he could have just been like, you can use these. You get the sense that Ethan said, you can use these to get into the fighting pit, or you can just use them. They're an investment in your future, whatever your future may be.
Every time we have said this man's name to anyone, their reaction has been severe. In one way or another.
He approached us in the open over at Thunder Bruce.
Yeah, the Templars basically run this town.
Yeah, so I've heard.
So I would like to see what it is he has invited me to.
I mean,
when important men ask me to do a thing, I consider it.
I've been there before. It doesn't cost what anything you to go watch.
No. By this man.
He hasn't personally invited anyone to the pits. I can't recall an instance where he personally invited someone to the pits.
So it is worth looking into.
Yeah. Probably. Well,
then that is our plan, and we would like you to accompany us.
You want me to go down there with you?
You know the place?
I mean, I've been there a couple times. I have a gambling habit.
You know these sorts of people.
You know those people, and you could help watch
them. You know what to look out for.
Yeah, but sometimes people die down there, man. I don't like watching people die.
Okay. Well, we'll do what we can to prevent
something. Dylan, I need you to be perfectly honest with me right now, and I mean that.
What?
Have you done something to anger them?
No.
Okay.
Other than the fact they invited me into their guild and I told them to fuck off, but other than that, no.
Okay, so...
I've dealt with them since then.
Okay.
There is coin to be made.
Yeah, there is coin to be made. If you want to bet on your friend here, how much faith do you have in your friend?
Absolute. He has the blessings of Bahamut.
Good for him!
Tell him about the ogre. That always impresses
me. What are the rules in the pit?
No weapons, I assume?
No weapons, no magic. No magic weapons.
Well, certainly.
Armor?
What do they define as magic?
No magic.
You can use armor.
You might be fucked.
Bahamut's blessing is not magical per se.
I don't know. Fire coming out of your fists. Ice coming out of your fists. Anything but fists coming out of your fists.
What about, for instance, if...
What about tricks? Distractions?
Throwing this out there, if we say had some sort of way to magically shield him before he got into the fight.
Yeah, that's magic.
No.
Yeah, mage armor's not a thing that can happen.
And, it is all. No, say, decorations that provide shielding charms or anything like that?
They don't pat you down before you go in, as long as you don't use a weapon or any overt magic. I think you're fine if you got, like me, got these bracers, and they do go okay for me.
Bracers, you say?
Yeah.
And brooch. What do they do?
They help me deflect things.
Huh.
I give you my gauntlets of ogre strength.
I don't think that would be allowable.
You know,
anything overt's pretty bad.
These are like this big, and my hands are like this big. First of all.
Well, they're magical, so they'll shrink.
Right.
But they have giant fucking ogre faces on them, so I don't think
they're...
But
I don't know. I've never seen anybody try to use those before. They draw their own law down there. You don't know. They might frisk you down and take you of everything, or they might let you go in full, as long as... The only rule I know of is no offensive and defensive magic, and no weapons.
You got the brooch of shielding.
Alright.
That's in the bag. None of us is using that.
What's a brooch of shielding?
How would that help me in a fist fight?
It makes you harder to hit.
It does.
Does it? Out of character, what does that do again?
I think
it was like a plus one or plus two bonus.
Was it?
But how does it do that? Because if it pops up a floating magical shield around you, you're pretty sure that would be bad.
If it's something obvious, but let me look it up.
I think it was just an armor class increase is all it just said.
Because if it says it does something like as a spell, then that's different than if it just magics. You have resistance to force damage and immunity to magic missile.
That's it.
This will not help me.
No.
Read the whole description. What does it do?
While wearing this brooch, you have resistance to force damage and you have immunity to damage from the magic missile spell.
Okay, my mistake.
Full stop. The new shift room.
So nothing.
You're thinking of versus of defense, which I've been begging the dice gods for since we started.
Yeah, that's basically the wizard's shield spell, just persistent.
Toucher! It is okay.
I mean, yeah, I'll go with you. I'll have your back down there. But I mean, if you guys get into trouble down there...
I do not intend to make waves outside of the fighting pits. Right. And even that is iffy. We are going to see. Because we were invited by a powerful man, and I do not know that we will never return here, and I would prefer not to make him my enemy.
You know, that's wise choice.
I felt that it was.
I wouldn't want to piss him off.
So, once dark comes, that is where we will be headed.
Alright. Oh god, I hope you're not beheaded.
You said no weapons, so hopefully not.
I've seen some shit.
Are we allowed to take our weapons just into
the
brig?
Yeah, because nobody's stupid enough to use them down there.
We just have to strip them off if we decide to go into the pit.
No, you have to take them down there, too.
So everyone down there
off. Into the fighting ring.
Right. Well, yeah, you can't take them into the ring.
All right.
And they have clerics from the Temple of Umberly on station down there to heal you if they decide they want to.
I see.
Sometimes.
Fortunately, my friend here has practiced in the divine arts.
No cleric of Umberly will touch a disciple of Bahamut.
No. That is probably for the best, now that you mention it.
So I guess we'll be your entourage.
Well, all right. I suppose that's as fair.
So
I imagine there's a bit of...
When are you guys going?
Showmanship to
tonight.
It.
Tonight.
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 Yes, when we were invited.
Oh, dear.
Because otherwise, I think we are going to leave.
Oh, man, Rhea's going to kill me.
No, she's...
She didn't like last time I went down there. We kind of lost a lot of gold.
No betting tonight. You're here as part of the crew.
Well, how the hell do you expect to make gold down there if you can't bet?
There are no purses for the fighters.
If you make it all the way, but I doubt you will. The champion down there is undefeated.
What can you tell us about the champion?
His name is Carl. He uses a big hammer.
Oh, fuck me.
I thought that there were no weapons left.
He doesn't. And I've never seen him defeated.
What manner of man?
People bigger than you. He's just, I don't know, he's not very tall. He's like 5 foot six.
You don't say!
He's like 5 foot six. He's a human. He's actually kind of portly, but he's got a belly on him, but the rest of him's just muscle. And he's an asshole, honestly. Like, not me when I drink asshole. Like,
well, yeah, there was a bounty on the board for us to go arrest him, and now it's gone.
Hundreds of gold pieces for this man. And you tell me he's the champion of the fighting cats.
Yeah.
And he walks free instead.
Uh-huh.
There is clearly something about him.
Yeah, he is basically in this town Ethan's right-hand man and enforcer. And I've never seen him lose.
Take him out.
Well, this bears investigating on its own merits. For part of my journey is to...
Be careful, man. If you lose to him, he's known to kill people.
Travel the land and seek out methods of fighting that do not involve weapons. So this is something I must see for myself.
Alright.
Is it generally, like, considered bad form to execute an opponent? Especially when it's fought well.
Depends. It just depends, man. They draw their own law down there, and the rules change. According to that, the rules change from fight to fight. It's just, you know, the tumblers run it, so if Ethan doesn't like you, and you go in there and get beat, and he might not tell the person to stop, or he might.
Someone knew this?
I do.
I think we need to set a budget for the betting, then, to keep you from getting in trouble. I don't want you to get in trouble with your sister.
Well, I mean, I just made a bunch of gold. And I have my own share. I'm not dipping into hers. All right, fine. I won't bet more than 100 gold.
We will go in.
Or 200 electrum.
I've got some money myself.
Oh, yeah, if you want to make money, there's a great place to do it. Especially if you get in there. I've seen you fight, and you're good, and you probably get pretty far. But just be careful. They don't always fight fair.
I understand.
When the only rule is no weapons.
I have a few tricks as well.
Okay. So, you guys want a beer?
Sure.
Do you want another beer?
I think I'm good.
All right, and he goes and gets Rhea, and she comes down, and she's like, I'm going with you.
All right.
Sure.